yo.
Hey, yo.
There he is.
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing, buddy? Glad to be back for another week of the Skokie Podcast.
We back, baby.
All right. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
We got a...
Guess who's back? Guess
coming up.
just as a sneak peek, that guest has a bedtime. So we got to be quick with my intro. You ready? You ready?
Woo! Wait, what was that? We got a guest and they have a bedtime. Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's the teaser.
Oh, that's exciting. That's a lot of foreshadowing there. It's a lot of foreshadowing. I wonder
who could it be? So.
Last time I was like, oh man.
There was one other thing I wanted to ask about Halloween. I forgot, but I remembered. Okay. Two more questions about Halloween. Continuing with this thing. So what song most like makes you feel like Halloween, encompasses Halloween? And you can't say the theme from Halloween and Michael Myers, because we talked about that last time. So
like you have to listen
to get you into like Halloween.
A song. Oof.
There's nothing.
An interesting one. I mean, besides, I'm like, no. Yeah, hold on. You know, don't get too crazy there. Gotta give me a second here. By the way, I thought of you the other day. I had a what?
Sorry.
Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay.
Go.
All right, got it. No, I was saying I thought of you the other day because, yeah, I can hear you fine as long as you can hear me. You keep pausing after I'm talking, though, so I don't know if there's like a lag. All right, so we're good. All right. So I thought of you the other day because I had a patient who was in the office, and then his cell phone rang, and it was the Halloween theme. His cell phone rang, and I totally made me think of you and asking me these Halloween questions. As far as a song, man, I mean, it's a tough question because there's really not that many, like, I'm trying to think of a Halloween song that's out there that I can think of besides ones that are correlated to movies. I don't know what the name of it is, but a movie that I thought of afterwards, after we had this whole spiel last week, is actually it's called The Nightmare Before Christmas, but it's a very Halloween-oriented movie. You ever seen that movie before? And then they have a song in that movie that's like a Halloween song. It's like the Halloween holiday song.
This is Halloween.
There you go.
I am very familiar with that.
Of course.
I meant to bring it up, last time, but I forgot. Which was my bad. So I know that movie very well because my kids are obsessed with it and we watch it every other day. And so I have everything memorized. I have the whole soundtrack memorized. I know it all. And that's a good call. This is Halloween. That is up there.
It's a good one.
I got the one that I have to hear.
The Monster Mash. That just makes me feel Halloween. It was a mash. It was a monster mash. A graveyard smash. That's the monster mash.
That is a classic.
All right. Now, tougher question. I'm going to give you a few songs. You're going to tell me. There's a lot of debate out there. First one. Thriller. Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes. I had that one in mind. I'm going to say yes.
Okay, good. I would say yes, too. Ghostbusters.
I guess I'll say yes. I mean, because I don't know. It's more, it's like an in-betweener, but I'm going to lean yes slightly. I don't know. Tough one.
but I mean, it's stuff. These are like,
if you like look up like a Halloween playlist on Spotify, these are the songs that come up. That's why I'm asking you, because like I look at it sometimes and I'm like, all right, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper, that's a song?
Come on, really? You don't know, you know the song. Fear the Reaper. Don't Fear the Reaper.
How well?
Saturday Night Live, Will Ferrell.
Oh, that. Is that what the song is?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh, I'm going to have to go no. I'm going to have to go no on that one.
I if you know the, I'm a little disappointed. More cowbell.
I mean, I know the Will Ferrell.
More meatloaf.
I know the more cowbell scene. We all know that from Saturday Night Live. It's a classic, obviously, but I didn't know what the name of that song was, but I know what you're talking about now.
All right. One more. Disturbia by Rihanna. Is that a Halloween song?
Disturbia? I would say hell no. That's ridiculous. How could that be a Halloween song? That's crazy.
I don't know. Halloween.
Is Halloween
about this? Like, no. This is Halloween is good. Dun, Monster Mash, that's good.
That's not a Halloween song. That's ridiculous. I mean, they should have the Happy Halloween song from the Nightmare Before Christmas movie. That should be top of the list.
Right.
I'm going to send an invite to our special guest.
Let's get to some let's football, see if this ladies works. And gentlemen.
Well,
we got a special
some Halloween decorations.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Are you again?
Yeah, I'm for them. I'm for them. I actually just put them up yesterday myself. I'm obviously for them.
Hello?
Oh! Hey!
Hey, special guest in the house. Is this
Everett?
Hi. Yeah?
Everett, is that you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Eden live on the line. How you doing?
Good, Everett. How are you? What?
You hear it?
What do you say? Yeah, it's a bit glitchy. But I can hear pretty good.
Awesome. It's good to have you on,
buddy. How about this, Everett?
Yeah? What is it?
We can hear you okay, AK. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
I can hear. All right. Everett,
all right, well, we're all here.
I got some questions for you that your dad doesn't always answer for us, so I want you to answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. One, who pays more attention to your team, you or your dad?
Well, I don't know. Like, he's like, okay, so then he goes to the team, but then he always has his phone on him, so probably him.
Can you repeat the first part of that? Because you scratched up a little bit, and I'm very interested in what the first part of that was.
You just gotta talk. Don't move it around.
So basically, the first part was that I said that we both look at it at the same time, like when I ask, but since he has his phone on him more, he probably looks at it like sometime that I don't know.
Gotcha. Number two, who decides which players go in the lineup?
Mostly me. My dad makes suggestions, and I say like, sure.
Okay. Now.
Hold on. Was this last year too, E? Was this mostly last year too?
Yeah.
Oh, see, E was part of the big rise to success last year.
The rise to success. I like that. Number three. if you and your dad have a different,
who wins that
decision?
What? Can you say that again?
It was glitching.
It was glitching. Sorry. If you and your,
it's a ridiculous question.
The of which player
lineup? Who gets to make that
final decision? If you guys,
probably me.
Oh, okay.
You, so you, you are like the.
Woo. You.
No, I'm not the manager. He just lets me do it. He doesn't really care.
Ah, I see. Now, what are your thoughts on your team so far this year?
The first team, we got kicked out, like, immediately. And the second team, it's good, but it's, like, we got a good team except our quarterback, so we need a bad quarterback. But otherwise, if we had a good quarterback, we'd be good. But since we don't have a good quarterback, we are absolutely horrible.
Absolutely horrible. What are you guys
try and get, make trades and get another quarterback? I don't know.
Have I like you been trades. Offering trades? I know you do.
I've offered like two. Like three or two so far.
For the whole season or like, just this?
Just this season.
Oh, okay. Sorry, what are you going to say? You really wanted to get who?
I've offered Deshaun Watson and Garoppolo for Brock Purdy, for Trevor Lawrence, and I might have done it for Justin Herbert.
Oh, who? Well, the person
Herbert
is the other person on this podcast right now.
Brian.
Hey, I don't recall getting that trade offer. I don't think you made that one to me, but nonetheless, you know, I think your dad had an unlucky time during the draft, and I think that's kind of hurt your guys' team a little bit. But you know, keep it up, buddy. I mean, if you perform like that last year, I definitely think that you have a chance of turning it around this year for your dad's team. But you guys need a better quarterback, though.
So, do you accept the trade or no?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Do you accept the trade or no?
No, not straight up for either of those guys for Herbert. You have to give me something else, buddy.
All right. Well, guess what? There's nothing I'm going to give you, so too bad.
Refurbish a new deal and send it over, pal. E, it's good to have you on, buddy. It's good to have you on. You gotta send us some pictures. Are you still gonna be Justin Jefferson for Halloween, by the way?
Yeah.
We gotta get some pictures of that.
So what? Tell us exactly you have for the costume.
It's just football pants and a jersey. And don't worry, my mom will take a picture. She takes a picture of everything.
Perfect. Now. Who is your favorite football player? Is it Justin Jefferson?
No.
No? Who's your favorite football player?
Darren Mooney.
Who?
Mooney?
Darnell Mooney?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is he your favorite player?
Because it would be DJ Moore, but DJ Moore is really new. So, yeah.
Ah.
Also, sometimes I play football like recess, and I'm a wide receiver, and I'm really good at catching the ball.
Ah, okay. All right. So then why was
Jefferson for Halloween?
Because he's good, but then I realized, but then after I chose it, he tears his hamstring. So, yeah, that kind of was it.
choosing to be Justin Jefferson has anything to do with his hand?
I don't know. Maybe, but
I don't think so. Because
most people like
that.
Some people like tease me like he's even hurt and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think you have choosing anything.
Don't worry.
Well, I'm excited to see those pictures.
You're not the Madden curse, buddy. Don't worry about that.
Everett, are you familiar with the other teams in the league?
Yeah, I know like a couple names.
I meant in our fantasy league. Like, do you know?
I know a couple names of the fantasy teams.
Got it. Who do you think has the best team in the league right now?
Probably Aaron.
Who?
Aaron.
Is your dad telling you to say that?
No, he's not.
No?
He's not.
Why do you think my team is the best?
I don't know. Your team is good. Because didn't you, like, get close to winning last year?
I won it last year. The first time.
I know. Also, I don't know. Your team just seems good.
He's giving you respect, man. He's saying you're good enough to get it done again, no matter how crappy your team is now.
Well, it's not like my team to win.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, but you made magic last year, Everett. You and your team been going towards the end. We're only like halfway through the fantasy season. There's still lots of time.
A lot of time.
I know. Lots of time when no one's going to train me a dang quarterback.
You don't know that.
Trust me, I do.
Tried Herbert and you tried for Brock
Purdy. That's it, though. There's
also Trevor Lawrence.
I know those two. Oh, yeah.
I don't think you want Trevor Lawrence, buddy.
Yeah, it's true.
Better than Deshaun Watson.
That's Deshaun Watson has been pretty bad. I have Deshaun Watson in one of my other leagues. He's pretty bad.
Yeah. He's not looking too
bad. He's
hot
not pretty
right
bad.
Now.
He's very bad.
He had a couple good games. He had like two good games.
Also, we only have one win, so it's not like we're gonna.
Yeah, a big upset win last week, though. That was started to turning the tide in the right direction. Everybody picked against you guys last week, but you guys pulled a big upset. Proud of you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was maybe you've been helping your dad a little more than before early in the season, turning it around for him.
No, actually, I wasn't helping him at all. I only looked at it once, and I saw the score.
You're like a special consultant of the team.
I see that. Everett, if you had the first pick in the draft this year, who would you have drafted?
I don't know. This is hard.
I know. That's why I asked it. I'm going to make you think.
Well, not necessarily the best player, just a player who usually gets the most yards. Probably like Devontae Smith, CeeDee Lamb, or Travis Kelce, or Tyreek Hill. One of those.
Good picks.
Because you got to think about who gets yards, especially they're good wide receivers on the team.
Are you talking about your team, or are you talking about in general?
Just in general, I'd pick them.
Really?
He's at Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. I would say those guys are right up there. Tyreek Hill's probably right up there.
Okay. Because I'm noticing.
Also, I have two on my team.
I was going to say, you have two of those people. So you really like Devontae Smith right now, huh?
I kind of like CeeDee Lamb more.
Okay. But I feel like Devontae Smith's not been doing too well the past few weeks.
He's just not getting thrown to.
He's not. Yeah. That is true. He's not getting thrown to. That's because A.J. Brown was complaining so much that they're throwing him the ball all the time now.
Yeah. He's like, right, come on, why are you doing me?
I agree.
So,
but I agree. No,
the tight end, number 88, he's getting all the passes.
Oh, yeah.
Goddard. Yeah.
No, you're talking about Kelsey, aren't you? Or are you talking about Goddard?
Goddard.
No, you said Goddard. Oh, Goddard.
Sorry. You're talking
about Kelsey's 87.
Oh, sorry. Oh, man.
Come on, AK. You should know that, AK. Come on, man.
Man, I messed up. Thank you for correcting me, Everett. That was my big mistake. So, brings up another interesting. The name that you didn't list on there is the person that you're dressing up for Halloween. You didn't see Justin.
He gets thrown to, and he catches the ball.
That's interesting.
It's just he always goes like he always goes for like only like 5 yards. He doesn't go like he only goes deep half the time.
Are you talking about Justin Jefferson or Darnell Mooney?
Justin Jefferson.
Really? But
he goes deep half the time.
But
he needs to go deep a lot more because he can catch the ball like all the time. But like half the place he only goes for like 2 yards out, 5 yards out. So it's annoying.
Ah, so you like it when the players run deep down the field and get.
Not exactly. I like them. If the players can catch the ball, then I want them to go deep. But if they, like, are a maybe, like a 50-50, I want them to stay short. And I know Justin Jefferson can catch the ball real good, not like any other receiver. But the fact that he only goes short half the time, it just is like, why pay so much money and draft him when he half the time he's only going to get you, like, 2 points?
Got a point there. He does run a lot of short routes.
That's some good analysis there.
Good analysis.
That might be the best actual NFL analysis we've had ever on this podcast because I've never said anything that good before.
Yeah. I agree.
That much people on this podcast.
Yeah.
Touche. You didn't bring in the topic.
I mean, he's good, but he's just so, like, he's so, like, short and, like, skinny.
Christian McCaffrey is
skinny?
Well, he's
skinny compared to Nick Chubb.
Oh, okay. Well, Nick Chubb, you know, he's very, very strong.
Chubb.
Exactly. So I'd rather have Derrick Henry or Nick Chubb on my team than Christian McCaffrey.
I see. Okay. All right. I get it.
And Christian McCaffrey only has, like, he's only good for, like, one play every game. But someone like DJ Moore, he like can catch the ball. Also, he goes deep and he gets more. He gets like a lot of good plays.
Okay. DJ Moore. There's this season.
I mean, like I knew about him, but I wasn't like a big fan. Like, I knew he was, like, good. I knew he was okay. But I wasn't like, oh, I like DJ Moore. Stuff like that. I was just like, he's fine.
What's Justin Fields? Is he our quarterback of the future? Do we need to find a new one?
He's fine. He's injured right now, so. That's annoying. We probably would have won against the Vikings if he hadn't gotten injured.
Yeah, that wasn't a good way to end. What do you think about the quarterback who played last week, Tyson Badgett?
D-Badge.
He's very bad.
He's very bad?
Yeah.
But they won the game.
He can get the ball down the field. I know, but he can get the ball down the field. It's just like when there's like 20 minutes left and you have to score, and like really important, he just gives up. Like at the last half of the game, and you like need to score, need to come big, he just gives up.
Okay.
Everett, everybody in the league listens to this podcast, so they'll be listening to it when it's posted. What's your message to them?
Don't. If you're a bad team, don't try to win.
Ooh, I like that. Wise.
It's probably not going to happen.
Wise advice, folks. Wise advice. Sell if you're not good.
So, what?
What?
What are you guys gonna
do?
We're here.
Well, I know we're pretty bad, but also I told you we're probably gonna lose, but we might get good as long as someone accepts a trade, which they probably won't. But if someone accepts a trade for a quarterback, then we're back in the game.
Keep throwing out those feeling, deals, man.
I have a feeling if you want to get a good someone who's pretty decent on your team.
Like who? I don't want a good quarterback, but I just want like a decent quarterback that's better than Deshaun Watson. I don't need no Josh Allen or like Tua Tagovailoa. Whatever his last name is.
You want Tua?
No, I don't need. I don't need anyone that good. I just need someone better than Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun. Gardner Minshew.
But I'll give you Tua if you give me CeeDee.
I'll think about it. Probably not. You guys aren't accepting my trades, so I'm not going to accept your trades.
Yeah, I like that. Tough love.
Wait, the other person who's on here? Is that a good trade?
I love it. Ghost, what do you think? Is that a good trade?
I don't think it's a fair trade for E. I think he's going to go for a little more than Tua to get CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, that's what I thought, bro.
Sorry, kid.
But, Everett, this is how we negotiate. I put that offer out there.
And I said no.
And you?
I won't give you CeeDee Lamb. I won't give you CeeDee Lamb, but I'll give you Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor is injured.
Not anymore.
He's back in. He got suspended again?
He's back. But he's getting 50% of the snaps, though, right now.
All right, I'll trade you Jonathan Taylor for Tua Tagovailoa. Or how have you pronounced his last name?
I will think about that.
Okay.
Not a bad deal. Not a terrible deal. Well, we don't want to infringe on your father's bedtime rules, buddy. So we got another minute with you here. So we wanted to thank you for coming on, and hopefully, did you enjoy your first podcast experience?
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
Cool. We just got a text from your dad that it's time to wrap this up. So, hey, we love you all very much. Send us some pictures of the Justin Jefferson, and maybe we'll get you on again.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Good luck this week.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.
That was good, man. That's some good analysis, huh? E. Laid down a lot to the league.
There was a lot of law being laid down. Some smack talk, lots of good stuff. I love it. All right.
Well,
we are 30 minutes in. We got to go into hyperdrive now. Are we ready?
Let's do like a boomer TJ, like when they recap the football games. Real quick.
The fastest 2 minutes? All right, here we go. We start with Grant versus Daniel. Grant won. Finally, he got the first win. And boop, boop.
Back. It was impressive win. We talked about it with E. An impressive win, a huge upset win. Nobody really had Grant a chance. It was supposed to be a get-right game for Danny Boy to get a big win, and Danny Boy just continues to get chances to surpass you, but can't achieve it. And you know, some positive aspects on Danny's team. Obviously, Addison is looking like he could have a lot of potential, but you know, just a tough week though. Shit bowl, and G perseveres.
Yeah, someone else needs a quarterback, but looks like he might be getting Murray back in a week or two, and Fields. If he gets Murray and Fields playing, he might overtake my pathetic team. So it's a possibility.
Yeah, Murray sucks.
All right, rapid fire. Let's go to Fiala beating Turbin again. Another loss for Turbin. Oh, I will say, the one thing we should mention about that previous matchup is Myers did get screwed with Bijan Robinson, only like playing like two downs.
He was sick.
You know, as I had mentioned in my email, I mean, I got screwed in my G League last year because of that T Higgins like active but ran two plays and sat out. So it hurts. It hurts. All right, sorry. Going back to Turbin and Fiala. Fiala beats Turbin. Turbin just keeps losing.
Season-saving win for Fiala, man. I mean, we all kind of thought it was a get-right game for Turb. You know, even though Turb had a lot of guys on bye, he was still projected to win. And going into Monday night, Turb was projected to win. But Kirk Cousins comes through. Captain Kirk has a big game, and Fiala gets a season-saving win. Is right back in contention all of a sudden, even though he wasn't playing players the week before by mistake. And Turb, just bad luck, man. I mean, that's all you can say is bad luck. I mean, he's just constantly projected to win. He constantly underperforms, but we'll see if he can make a run.
It was a bad time to have your quarterback on bye and have to play Brian Hoyer, who got you 1 point. Like, what a dismal performance. And that's really kind of what sunk it for that. And Alexander Mattison splitting time, only getting 5 points. I have Madison in one of my other leagues. Dropped the ball for me, too. Might be more of a time split there now, which I did not expect to have happen. All right. We'll move to middle-class men. And now the new divisional leader, Plotkin, taking home the win.
Yeah. Sad.
His team has he's really just – like you say, and it's still true, like he's getting minimal points scored against him, but he is, you know, starting to put up points here and there, so.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give him credit. Like the Devontae Foreman pickup looks to be a good sneaky pick. I mean, you know, and he's got Herbert still on IR, obviously, but, I mean, that was a huge 3 touchdowns. That kind of won him the game last week, so that was good. But, yeah, man, I mean, he just, you know, middle-class men, I thought this was a chance for him to kind of gain some ground and get a big win, and just couldn't get it done. And Plotkin just had a big week. And like I said, I think Foreman was the difference there. And Plotaru, like, you know, his team's okay. He's got a couple big guns on IR if they come back healthy, but he's just kind of been minimal. But he's got the lead. He's the division's leader right now. What else can you say about that?
Yeah. The other thing is, like, his bench players all did really well, too.
By accident, you know. Josh Downs is looking like the receiver to have in
Indianapolis now. Darrell Henderson might be like the goal line back, might be decent. And Kyren being on IR. Jackson Smith and Jigba, I mean, any of the out, he's looking legit. So, clock seems hot. Let's see, we'll go to you and Rossett.
Yeah, there's not much to say. I mean, my team went to bed, just had a terrible week. And Jeff's team just did what they normally do. And, I mean, yeah, you know, Jeff Justin, pretty fortunate, though. I mean, I was looking at his, both his IR spots are empty right now. He really hasn't dealt with any injuries besides the Kelce injury that first week. So he's been very healthy, very fortunate to have relatively good health. I mean, will that maintain? We'll see. But for now, he's just kicking ass every week. I mean, it's tough to compete with that.
Yeah.
Whereas I have two IR spots filled with two All-Star players, by the way.
Yeah. I feel your pain, man. I get it. And that's a very good point. But he's got some good depth too. And yeah, his players have all stayed healthy, but he also hiring an all-star.
I mean, actually,
this
points later, but
this is scary. Second time. Second time. Formula, I think it was so. The second time. But...
Second time? Yeah. Okay.
I think. And I think you know, so you just, anyway.
You know, your injuries are definitely hurting you big time. But also, like, your two studs on the team didn't perform with Herbert and Cooper Kupp. Like, they didn't do much this week.
Yeah, true.
The other, I think your other players did kind of what is expected, and those guys kind of shat the bed. Granted, it wouldn't have still propelled you 170. You need a someone with a big game in order to compete with that in this with this point system. So you want, unfortunately, you went up against one of Ross's better weeks. I don't think you would have won regardless. So,
yeah.
The law firm versus.
You know, Pearson, you know, I mean, I know he's got a great record. It's kind of like when, like, the Washington fucking Commanders were, like, 3-0 to start the season or whatever, and they were kicking ass, like, and then they just shat the bed. I'm not saying he's going to shit the bed, but same thing as Plotkin's team. I was looking at his points against. He's got a very low points against. I mean, he is winning against, like, low-value wins. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, his team's good. He's done a great job bypassing that Chubb injury, and he's got a decent team. But I don't know. Very low points against. Can he keep it up? I think at some point Mova goes on a losing streak, but he keeps winning. I mean, what can you say? Getting it done, popping his cherry in a good way.
You calling Mova a pretender, not a contender?
Damn, minor. We got to see some higher points scored against him. We got to see some, bigger. And I think he still has to play Jeff twice this season, doesn't he? I don't think he's played him yet, has he?
He probably should have. Well, actually, no. What week is this? This is week 7.
Maybe he did already.
No, probably. They should have played already. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then you know, Josh's team is just.
Oh yeah, I forgot about. Not,
yeah, that one. You know, for what you know. Two out of the three Jaguars did okay. Calvin Ridley just – I don't understand what happened to him. He came out hot out of the gate, and now he – I don't know. Maybe he's just not in shape to play a whole season. But Olave came back a little bit, but I feel like overall he's underproducing for what expectations were with a quote-unquote upgrade at quarterback this year, which isn't really looking like an upgrade at all. And Aaron Jones, I don't know if he's ever going to be healthy the whole season. You know, his hamstring might linger. He's getting up there in age. So.
Yeah. I mean, Arar's in trouble. I mean, he's just, yeah. I mean, if he's going to make any noise, I mean, he still has a chance because our division's kind of muddled up for a little bit there now. But, I mean, he'd have to trade Saint-Étienne to try to get some big value there because he's obviously his best player right now. But too many RARs, man. You can only have one RAR. Having three RARs is not going to work, you know?
Too many RARs. Then you get my pathetic performance this week versus Mitel. I don't know. We're stuck in the mud. We're on a big-time losing streak. I think I've lost 3 in a row, maybe 4 in a row. Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I have Eckler in my other league, and, I mean, he doesn't look right. I don't know. I know he's had 2 tough matchups, but, like, I mean, I don't know if he was ready to come back. I mean, that's a killer. I mean, if you have Eckler supposed to be one of your top picks, I mean, he needs to perform. And, I mean, that's been killing you, obviously. But, I mean, look, Mitel was probably the expected winner in this one. He was the hot team coming into it. He didn't have a huge week himself. But yeah, man, your team just had a rough week. But I think better weeks are ahead for you. I mean, your team's not that bad. I think it was just one of those shitty underperforming weeks. But you need Eckler. Eckler's got to be the old Eckler. I mean, these 5-point games are just trash. They're gonna get you nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't do it against the Bears, then I'm gonna be have the panic button on him for sure.
Yeah, yeah, forget right week.
So we'll see. We shall see.
The rematch of the championship game definitely let us down a little bit with a very low scoring output.
Pathetic output. I mean, I was really hoping for a little bit more from Tua in that Philly game.
Yeah, that hurt. That killed. Yeah, because that was tough.
So, whatever. Okay, so let's talk about these transactions. A lot of some good stuff happened this week.
Yeah. It wasn't too much. I mean, we saw a few defenses go. Plotkin put 12 on the Eagles. I sprinkled a little bit on the Lions. You know, defenses have been kind of the theme. I saw you re-picked up DeMarcado, your boy over there in Arizona. You dropped and now decided to re-sign again. You know, you all paid me for him. It's not a bad pickup. It's not a bad little scoop. I paid like 7 on him, so y'all paid me on him. And that was about it. I mean, what else was there, really? I mean,
you know, Dalton Kincaid?
Oh, yeah. I forgot you picked up Kincaid. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, it was a good pick. You know, that's, I saw that I was going to bring that up, but we're talking about the matchups that I saw. I forgot that you picked them up. Yeah, good call. That was good. That was a good. He's young. He's on a good team. He finally had a big week. I mean, he's slowly coming along. That could be a good tight end scoop.
Dawson Knox is hurt, getting surgery. We don't know when he's coming back. So this could be a difference maker that I need. The little spark for my team. That or Imare Di Mercado.
Di Mercado.
I'm looking for a second running back anywhere I could find one. So,
number two running back. Yeah, well, tough thing, buddy. Make me a deal. Get Rashad White from me.
You know,
go get trade Tua for Jonathan Taylor with E.
I mean, I don't know. Part of me wants to trade it for a running back, but part of me is also like probably gonna get hurt. Every running back's getting hurt this year, so.
Well, yeah, and you might find value in the waiver where you still probably have cash left. So that's another thing, too. You still might be able to pick somebody up.
Yeah, so that's why. So, all right. Yeah, and then mainly defenses after that. So, okay. Let's go to. Oh, it's just let's look at the standings real quick. Let's comment on that before we go to the matchups. So, we got. In my division, Rossett. Rossett's got 14 points, whatever. Medi's got 12, and they're both 99% predicted to make the playoffs. So they must have a big enough lead off of the rest of our pathetic asses in here that they're pretty much sealed for the playoffs already. Then it's down. I got 6 points. Myers got 4. Jarrett and Weissman each got 3. So it's going to be a battle for third. We're all still in it. You know, my team is slowly, you know, shitting away. So it's funny because I used to be towards the top of points 4, and, you know, that has gone away completely. So. The other division, your division, Plotkin, like I mentioned before, is on top with 11 points. Mietel in second with 9. And now you are dropped down to third with 9.
Well, we're tied. It says we're tied for second, technically, by the way.
Okay. I don't know why.
I'm third because of the tiebreaker, but yeah, for points 4, but yeah.
And then there's Rawr, Raffleman, and Shark. So... interestingly enough, you have close to the same lead over the next two teams, almost like me. You guys just have a lot more points than our sorry division.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, your division got labeled the good division at one point during the season, but I think that's changed a little bit. I mean, I think you have two runaway teams. Granted, yes, you have two good teams at the top. Jeff's team is the best team. We all get that. But our division has, you know, Mito's team, my team, and Blocken's team are all pretty competitive week by week.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then you look at a team like Fiala's team, like he's got some good assets on his team. I mean, Rahr can't show up to the occasion when he's not getting fucked in the ass. So, I mean, nonetheless, I mean, the only team really, unfortunately, is G, who's had the really toughest season. So I think we've been pretty competitive. I think your division's definitely that third spot's going to be tight. I mean, you know, you had a chance to kind of seal it. Unfortunately, you didn't. These other guys are kind of like, they've been like lingering and, you know, they've had a chance to catch you and they really haven't. Like, Turd's been losing. Tony's won 1 week, lost this week. Danny's been losing, I think, the last 2 weeks in a row. I'm pretty sure. Or just this. He won last week, but this week he. I mean, long story short, these guys aren't taking the opportunity and seizing the moment here. So I think you still have a very good chance once your team gets healthy and Eckler's back. And our division is going to be tight. I mean, I think it's going to come down to Fiala kind of maybe hanging around. And, you know, I take back my words about putting him in last week in the rankings because his team's looking a little better now. But we'll see. I don't think Rahr is going to hang around, and I think G's just too far back.
Yeah. It'll be a two-person race. It's going to be a two- or three-person race in ours. But don't forget, you know, Mitchell is not necessarily – like, he's at 9-5. You're at 9-5. Like, you know, injuries come, that team could fall off too, so.
Dolly Parton, 9-5. Yeah. It's true.
It's early. All right. And so let's start with the matchups and some good ones coming up. In fact, Mitchell and Plotkin play each other this week. That's going to be big. You get two of the top teams in one division going against each other. That's going to be a good battle. And there's no buys this week, so everyone's main players are available. So let's see. Looking at you know, the other thing that, you know, I mentioned this before, but if it might not hurt as much because I was going to say if Kyler Murray comes back, then he loses Josh Dobbs at quarterback, but he's got Gardner Minshew, and I mean, Minshew was, I think, the highest scoring quarterback last week with his two rushing TDs and a couple throwing TDs and all the yards that he got off those
feet. He's a starting quarterback now with the rest of the season. So, yeah, I mean.
So, but you know, it wasn't like he was putting up huge numbers before. So, I mean, if he's a capable quarterback, then losing Josh Dobbs doesn't hurt him as much. His team doesn't fall off like I thought it might initially at first. Against Plotkin's team, I think Mito's gonna to take this. I think Mito's got too many great, consistent players. Plotkin has people that can be good, but they're not always consistent. So I can take Plotkin. Or, I mean, my Mitchell. Whoever's on the plane. Jesus.
I think you have minor injury concerns on both sides. I mean, you got a questionable tag on Tyreek Hill. You got a questionable tag on Waddle. I think Mostert's questionable. I mean, they're probably all going to play. But, no, you know, I mean – I think Mitchell is just the hotter team right now. I think Plotkin finally runs into a team that puts up over 130, gets the win over him. I agree with you here. I think Mitchell just has just kind of a little more consistency, a little more depth there, especially at the running back spot. So I think Mitchell pulls it out.
All right, it's a very good interesting matchups for your division in particular, because the other one, another one, is Grant versus Josh. Lower teams of that division right now.
Who climbs out of the basement?
Yeah. Hard, but is it climbing out of the basement, or is it just like getting on the stairs and like getting close to it, but not out of it yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to probably, just because of E's great conversation piece today and just because he's a special consult now for G, looks like, I'm gonna say G gets a second win in a row. I'm just gonna roll it out there. I think the Jaguars just no matter who they play, they're just a weird team. And granted, Saint-Étienne can always have a big game, but I think they have a tough matchup this week. I forgot who they're playing, but
they're playing the Steelers.
At the Steelers, right? That's not an easy matchup.
No, I mean,
yeah, That's going to be a low-scoring shit show. You know that.
the Joshua Jaguars getting pounded again because the Jaguars are going to be pounded down by the Steelers.
I predict
that Jacksonville's going to score 9 points, three field goals. That is it. A little.
It's like his new nickname now. You see,
hey, man. How great is that when it's come out of this? Like, that's going to last, like, forever. It's just going to be the... We're gonna be out of dinner, and we're just gonna all go. Everyone's gonna look around, and be like, "What the fuck are these weirdos doing?" And we're like, "No, nah, it's the Joshua Jaguar. Come on, get into it." I agree. Shark for the win this week. All right, and then let's finish up your division. You and Fiala. Interesting matchup here. You were just talking good about Fiala's team and maybe putting it together. What do you think?
Yeah, he's going to need Davante Adams to be Davante Adams. I mean, he's got to get the ball a little more over there. I mean, if they trade Davante Adams, that'd be the best thing for him. But, how I normally pick. I never pick for myself, so traditionally I'm going to pick against myself like I always do. And I think Fiala's kind of coming off a little bit of a resentment tour here, you know, a little hate tour coming off me putting him last. Set his lineup fully last week. Don't know about Miles Sanders this week. I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I think Fiala's going to pull a little bit of an upset. I think my team, a little bit of a, I think we're regressing a little bit lately here.
Yeah, you know what? Overall, I like your team a lot, but I think that Fiala has a better opportunity to win this week, mainly because of the matchups in the game. Like Herbert, for you, has a great matchup going on against our sneaky Bears. He should be able to throw all over the place. I expect him to have a good game, but you know, James Cook against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's got a pretty decent defense, and you know, they're not using him as much. Cooper Kupp against Dallas. I don't like that matchup. Yeah. And then Swift against Washington. Like, Washington's not a great team, but they show up against Philly for some reason. If you remember remember last year, Philly was undefeated.
They almost beat them this year.
Right, but last year, they ended the undefeated streak, and Washington was terrible last year. They were they weren't winning any games, and they took it to them. So I feel like it's going to be a low scoring brouhaha of that one, and by proxy, DeAndre Swift doesn't put up a lot of points either. So I like Fiala's matchups better. So I'm going to give the edge to him. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right, buddy. I agree with you.
All right. Well, this will be. And then moving on, we got Jarrett versus Meddy. You know, a tale of two different, lucks of the draw in this league. You were saying before that Meddy tended to have less points scored against him, and Jared's probably got some of the most points scored against him. So this could be the most. So this could be, who will the real team please stand up? You know, is Meddy's team actually good and can win if there's good points put up, or can Jarrett win with a team that doesn't, put up solid points each week? It'll be interesting to see. Who you got?
Yeah, the projections here have Turbin to score 137. I mean, it's pretty high. I mean, and he's projected to win. It's like you keep picking Turbin, he keeps losing, and Meddy keeps winning. I just think at some point, history will tell you that usually – there's a law of averages here where a team's going to have to sputter out at some point and get some losses. I think it just starts to happen now. I think Turb gets the win. I think he finally gets something going here. His team's healthy. Nobody's on bye. Gets the win. We'll see. I mean, kind of the same theory as I have with Plotkin's team. He's going to run into a team that's finally going to put up more than 130, but you never know, though. So Meddy's team just keeps finding a way.
I'm going to go contrarian here. what similar to analysis I had previously. Overall, I like Jared's team more than Medi's team, but the difference maker here is that he's got two Bengals. They're going up at San Francisco. I know the Bengals are coming off a bye. Maybe Joe Burrow's back to 100%, but I don't know. But San Francisco's clearly angry. They got to go back to the. They got to go back. Kyle Shanahan will make adjustments. I think they're going to play some stout defense, and by because of that, I think that his two Bengals aren't going to put up the great numbers, and I think Medi wins because of that.
No, that's a good call. That's a good call.
This matchup will be quick. Rossett, Weitzman. Rossett's going to win.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I got to agree. We all love Bones Cannoli, but Rossett probably will get a win. It'll be great to see an upset, though, but yeah.
And
you gotta give Tony some credit, though. He's been playing, that middle class. He's been performing decently, putting up like 120 points like a week.
He's doing fine. He's just going up against a juggernaut. Ross's team is firing on all cylinders. He doesn't have to stand a shot.
Yep.
So that leaves the matchup of the week. Cage match. Hell in a Cell. I wanted to say that again because I re-listened to the podcast from last week and I really liked the way I said that. So I wanted to say it again. What was I going to say?
Matchup of the week.
Matchup of the week. Sorry. Woo! Lost track of that for a second. Woo, boy. So, because this is the match of the week, because like whoever wins this will probably end up in third place because I'm playing Myers and he's 2 points behind me.
Game.
So this could be a kind of, you know, it's a must win because, you know, you can really not distance yourself, but you can keep the other team at bay. By beating a team who's actually right behind you. I don't even know why I explained that, obviously. Duh. So it's – I don't know. My team has not been producing well at all. I'm not feeling great. I mean, the only saving grace is that I think that Daniel's team is just not that good. And without David Montgomery, I think it's really going to hurt. So, actually, it's really going to hurt. Oh, no, he got Gus Edwards. He can put him in the lineup because he's lost Jerome Ford as well for the week. So I'm actually kind of liking my chances, even though I don't like my team right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a Tony-type matchup. You know, Jeff actually, just to use Jeff's commentary, made me laugh there, Dan Groupme. The Dobbins twins have been whoring it out lately. They've had their chance to steal a fucking playoff spot and they just can't get it done. So in this matchup of the Dobbins twins, the one thing that scares me for you is that, you know, Gus Edwards, who right now is on the bench, has a great matchup this week against Arizona. And I mean that could be a field day running the ball to get up big. You never know. And Arizona's run defense is terrible. So I can see that, but you know, losing Ford's gonna hurt because Ford has been pretty good for him, and I do think you are due for a win, you know. So I think you'll probably win. I think this is gonna be another shit show, like maybe 97-94, something like that. But nonetheless, a win to win. But I think you get it done. I think you squeak by in a tight one, but I think it's gonna be close.
I mean, I'm really hoping that Eckler just like trounces us.
You should. I mean, it's the Bears. I mean, come on. You know, if it's not now, when is it going to be, you know?
I am rooting hard for the Chargers this Sunday night. Big time. Big time.
Oh, that's a Sunday night game?
Yeah. Sunday night.
Wow. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah. I can actually watch a Bears game again. Ugh,
by the way, before we go, just a commentary on the Bears, like how bad they are. Just think about the draft. Like, I know Jalen Carter had his issues, and they said some people want to stay away from him because of what happened. Look how good that guy is in the fucking Eagles. Look how good that Eagles defense is. Like, I don't know if you watched that game with Tua on Sunday night, but him and all the other guys, like Reddick on the defense, I mean, but that guy, he's like the core part of their defense already. He's a rookie, and our defense sucks. Like, just how bad the Bears are at drafting. And the offensive lineman we drafted, I think he sucks dick, right? He isn't anything. So, anyway, a little Bears commentary before I let you go there.
I mean – But that's how we are.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, so
we always suck.
It's a poorly run organization. It starts from the top. And that ain't changing, so.
Well, hey, it's been another great pod. Wish everybody the best of luck this week.
Great, great Podaruski.
Special thanks to E for joining us, and peace out.
Nighty night.